So you know who started a podcast this week?
Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Did she?
Yeah, she's got a podcast going about the presidential campaign.
Oh, maybe we could team up and do podcasts together.
That'd be great,
Luke,
wouldn't
Lucy
it?
Lucy and Hillary.
Do you know her details so we can contact her?
Oh, I'll be on it.
Yeah,
I'll get on
can.
It.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we shout about voices. We're discussing all things powerful voices, from air voices to radio voices to voiceover adverts, and we actually have a serious voiceover artist on the phone telling us about, well, his voice.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 28. If you've never joined us before and you've just popped us in our ears, then we apologise for our voices. Maybe you don't like them, or maybe you really like our voices and want to listen to more. Please listen to the past 27 episodes, just like Lucy's sister this week, who's finally discovered
She's
the podcast.
Finally listened after 7 months.
So your sister is
dedicated, isn't it?
Frankly, your sister, I'd start telling people you're an only child, by the way, that your sister has frankly been disappointingly behind.
My brother's kept it up, though. He listens every week.
You know what,
he
though?
He tunes in when he's in Paris, when he's in Italy.
You know why that
There's
is?
There's nowhere where he wouldn't tune in.
That is because you can listen to this podcast anywhere in the world.
Anytime.
Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, like Lucy's sister finally has. Or search audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. 27 other episodes. You know what? We're effectively offering like Netflix service here. They can binge listen to
us.
Do
you know what? Don't get me started on this. I could go into a whole rant about S-Fords and we are all about that.
I've literally no idea what you've just said.
I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm on about.
Again, it's still no idea. This podcast is, of course, supported by the great people at High Life Diners Club. And we have a pretty darn exclusive offer to give to you at the end of this episode. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, we promise you it will be worth it. Now, this week, before we get on to this proper episode subject, which, by the way, is about voices.
Because we've looked at our facts yet.
Oh, of course. Thanks, Lucy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm too excited about getting into this thing that's in front of me.
It took me time and effort, and you're skipping over it.
A true fact about me, I'm Luke Marsden, hello. A true fact about me is that actually, if I didn't spend as much time as I did at my girlfriend's, I've worked out that I'd be spending £450 a month on train travel.
Nice
for the fact that I'm not giving my money to Virgin Trains.
But just think, you could be driving and spending... well, half that on petrol.
Brilliant. Yeah, I wish I could be driving, but as you know, I've got a debilitating eye disease and frankly, you shouldn't have brought that up. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton? Finally, you've got one.
I haven't eaten breakfast in probably over 10 years.
Looking at you, you can tell.
Why?
I don't know. You look as though you need a good sausage in the morning, Lucy. That's what you need. Now, in front of me, Lucy's had some fan mail previously from a secret admirer. Not so secret. Hi, Mikey, for listening. And
once, who likes the voice?
Who likes the Lucy's voice, which is fitting for this episode. So in front of me now, I got a package sent to my house this week, which says, Luke Marsden for Lucy.
For me.
So
I'm very excited about this.
I'm just going to hand it over to you, Lucy, and you're going to open it on right now on the...
I'm really excited. I can't even tell what it is. So, you know, when you press down on a present and you can feel whether it's a
CD squishy,
or
yeah.
something. Yeah, it's squishy.
So it's just a flat Amazon package. If Amazon want to sponsor us, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And yeah, so it's just a flat package and you open it, Lucy. Are you getting excited? Oh, hey,
oh,
a hand's going in.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's a bloody snake. He's got me a snake. I hate
it. It's been a while. If you don't know why, Mike, you sent Lucy, what it seems to be some sort of plastic snake.
I don't even want to open it.
Listen to the
it
one.
It feels real.
Listen to the previous episode 26, where we get potty about pets. You'll explain why that Lucy, frankly, doesn't particularly like snakes. Let's have a look
at
it.
This is a snake eating me alive.
Is it a plastic snake?
It's a plastic snake. Oh, it feels gross.
Let's have a feel.
It is gross.
Oh, she's just passed me a snake. Oh, wow. He's sent to a nice little slithering snake. Well, it's good of Mikey to give Lucy his snake. So that's nice. If you do want to send Lucy any fan mail,
maybe not snake, though, next time.
She'd prefer maybe a snake skin purse. I mean, you never that, know. Yeah. At Luke and Lucy FM, tweet us, and I'll happily give you Lucy's address. Even if you just want to stalk her, I'll just happily give you Lucy's address. Now, the reason why I want to discuss voices in this episode is because I listen to a lot of radio, as you know. We obviously do a radio show, Lucy, and I've been listening to a heck of a lot aside from our own podcasts.
You listen to ours all the time, don't
I listen,
you?
So I should. If I don't like our own material, then nobody else will.
But you already know what's on it. You've already been on it.
Well, I have a bad memory. It's a surprise every time I listen. and, you know, I kept thinking to myself, the power of voices in your ears, because it's just a direct conversation. Like right now, somebody could be listening to us in America, Australia, they're on a train, they're in a car, and our voice is directly talking
to them. Please holler at us if you are.
Please do, at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. And you know, Lucy, like, you work in PR, so you understand the importance of kind of an audio aid rather than a visual aid.
Yeah.
So even on the radio, you think adverts these days, a lot of them, if you've noticed, are kind of dumbing down the jingles and things, and it's just all about the voice.
That's very true.
You know, back in April of this year, it was... what are you doing? Playing with the rattle
just
of the snake?
Playing with the snake. Great.
Well, that's not going to ruin our voices. you know, you kind of... If you look back at... back in April this year, it was World Voice Day.
Oh, yeah,
so
you did say.
I did say. I mentioned back in April that, you know... Actually, if you check out episode 20, the one where we talk about days of the year and how pointless they are.
One very pointless day.
World Voice Day. It's where people speak.
There's not a lot of people who are mute, is there? There are people that can't speak, aren't there?
Yes, that's true, Lucy. They can't speak.
Right?
Yeah. But, like, you know, for example, somebody like Mike, who's on the, who's just sent you the snake, he likes voices because he's blind. So he can't see the other things. So it's good to have a good voice.
Yeah.
You know, when you speak to somebody for a long time on the
phone.
And
I wonder, like, if you're deaf, you must really appreciate
visual.
Colours and things like that.
And images. You know.
Whereas we take that for granted.
We do take that for granted. And, like, you know, Lucy, when you speak to somebody on phone for a long time, half the time I end most of my phone conversations because I can't stand the voices.
Seriously?
Yeah. Genuinely.
It's a bit harsh.
You know what? Somebody phoned me up this week and from Egypt. It was like some sort of weird PPI thing.
From Egypt?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, is that Luke?
Why did you answer if it was from Egypt?
Well, because I thought, oh, it could be an Egyptian. It could be a mummy. It could be a pharaoh.
Cleopatra.
Exactly. Cleopatra could be calling. So I kind of answered it. And I was very disappointed at the other end because it was a very badly broken English speech. And for me these days, Lucy, I feel as though if you don't earn a good speaker, you're not going to get that far.
Well, that's the thing. I had a call at the office the other day and I couldn't even tell what she was saying. You know when people mumble, I don't understand why they mumble. It really frustrates me.
Well, I don't think they have any choice to mumble either. They're just mumblers.
They just can't speak.
If you look at the power of voices, even in politicians, you know, a lot of the time the words are scripted and nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's the way they deliver. But Barack Obama, President Obama, is a good orator. Tony Blair, for all his sins, was a good public speaker. So, you know, and stuff like that.
And DC.
Who?
David Cameron.
DC. You don't say it as though you're on familiar terms with him.
Oh, Bezzies.
You're not Bezzies with him. So I just think to myself, you know, at the end of the day, voiceovers are still, I think voices are a very important part. And a lot of animated films, if you take away the animation, a lot of them, I went watching Finding Dory. And the reason.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. But one of the reasons why I wanted to go watching Finding Dory is purely because I actually quite like Ellen DeGeneres' voice.
Would you say she's the best voiceover you've ever heard?
No, I think we all know the king of voiceovers is one person. And it's
Marcus Bentley.
Well, I was not going to say Marcus, a bit awkward. Marcus obviously does the intro to Luke and Lucy FM and the outs. And we've had Marcus on episode 18.
And he is one of the most famous voices in the UK.
It's certainly an iconic voice. You listen to Marcus Bentley's voice, you instantly know it's the Geordie guy who voices Big Brother.
Yeah, exactly.
You listen to Peter
Everyone's listening to it. Well, a lot of people are listening to it every day at the moment.
Exactly. You listen to Peter Dickinson and the voice of the X Factor.
Oh, so,
you
see,
know,
I don't
it's
know
time
him.
To face, yeah, you know, that
he's
sort
not
of stuff.
Famous than Marcus.
So, what do you think is the most famous UK voiceover then?
I think Marcus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say anyone else.
Stephen Fry is probably the voiceover,
the
most famous of the UK.
But he's famous for other things as well, though, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So, that's why.
So, you just think predominantly voiceovers?
Yeah.
So, then, Lucy, if you look at some of the big voiceovers in films, for example,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, but has he
got to be the best?
A powerful voice.
I'll be back.
Yeah, but it's not a voiceover, is it?
Yeah, it's not voiceover, but he's one of the most iconic voices. Like, think of
no, that's just an iconic line.
Yeah, when you say no, but yeah, it is an iconic line. But when you say it in the voice of Arnie though as well, don't you?
No, you might, Lucy. Go on, give us another Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
I'll be back.
Awful. Eddie Murphy in Shrek.
Yeah,
so you think of Donkey.
Yeah.
You hear Eddie Murphy. That's a very you instantly recognise that voice. I think probably one of the biggest names that we've not even mentioned of when it comes to voiceovers is Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan, I know.
Do you remember the More Than advert, which is an insurance advert here in the UK? They actually paid Morgan Freeman to use his rights, not his voice. They paid him £600,000 to use the rights to be able to say More Than Freeman rather than Morgan Freeman.
Oh, seriously?
And he had a voiceover actor that sounded...
£600,000?
Yeah. Peanuts, I know.
And they had a voiceover actress...
But he had a voiceover actor that wasn't...
Actor, not actress.
Yeah.
But I guess that's cheaper than hiring him to do it.
Yeah, quite possibly. But what
I thought that was actually him. I didn't realise that was the case.
Not Morgan Freeman, no.
See, you wouldn't know.
It'd be cheaper.
Save a bit of money, just get the rights.
Unfortunately, we couldn't actually get Morgan Freeman on the podcast. That's actually been pretty good.
Maybe next week.
We could have just let you... Episode 29 might have Morgan Freeman on it. Who knows? Lucy, did you know that in fact 2.5% of the actors get 95% of voiceover work?
Well, that doesn't...
So
yeah,
that means
doesn't
basically actors,
me.
I mean, actual voiceover
artists.
Because
people know the voices though, don't
that's
they?
The thing, that's the problem though. Like in a film, you plan... Would you go and see a film that has a famous actor's voice in it rather than somebody you've never heard of?
Yeah, I think I would.
See, that's exactly what that stat's saying there. You know the voice itself though, will you say? Maybe we could put this to the test.
But then I'm shallow like that.
Well, or in general. Yeah, whatever. Lucy's currently playing with a snake that she got as a gift
from
her secret admirer. You only need to dangle a snake in front of Lucy and she's entertained. You know, do you want some true facts about the voice itself, though, Lucy? Because the voice is probably the most powerful.
The voice program?
No, not the voice program. The voice, the vocal, your actual own
like
voice,
your
box.
Voice box,
yes.
In your throat.
Normal males can sustain a sound for approximately 20 seconds, females for 15 seconds, and children for 10 seconds.
So, one, so like going
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, you're trailing. 20 seconds. You sustained the same time as a male. So
I am a male.
I think that says a substantial amount. Oh, you just dropped your snake, Lucy. The voice works in three parts: the power source, the breath, the vibratory source, which is your vocal cords, and the amplification, which is various spaces in the throat, mouth, and nose. So when you think about that, Lucy. The voice is
surprise me. That's all linked, though, isn't it?
It's very, very powerful, the vocal cords. But to be honest, though, and research suggests, just like singing, just like muscles, you use it or lose it. If you don't use your voice that much, you'll eventually begin to lose your voice.
Oh, really? So if you had a good... Do you mean just in general,
like
lose
monks,
your voice?
Monks don't talk for 20 years, do they? So,
do they not?
Yeah, I know. It's something like they go on a pilgrimage or something. They don't talk
and
for 20
talk
years.
Oh,
so actually, most monks probably can't talk now.
Oh, yeah. I will be able to talk. You'd lose... You'd forget how to speak.
No, you and I, Lucy, aren't professional voiceover artists. We don't use our voice. We get paid, I suppose, for the radio and obviously...
Which is our voice.
We do our podcast, but we don't get... We don't actually use our voice in characters.
We're
no Marcus Bentley. And actually, the guy we've got on the phone is no Marcus Bentley. He actually goes in a completely different area and has done...
He's just on films.
He's done voiceovers on films. He's acting and he's voiced over in many games that I've actually played.
And who's he related to?
He's related to George Michael.
Very
exciting.
So
that's another vocal connoisseur.
Very exciting.
Let's get him on the phone. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, a man whose voice is basically like silk to the ears, Lucy. It's better than our voices.
It is. Yeah. What a description.
He is an actor. He's a voiceover artist. He's been in many a video game that I've played. It is the brilliant Anthony Scordit. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Hey, Luke and Lucy. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
We're doing really well, Anthony. So, I mean, tell us. I mean, firstly, your voice, it does sound, it's silky. As voiceover work, does it come naturally
really
to
smooth,
you? It's very smooth.
And you're very smooth.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. I think it's all part and parcel acting, when you're acting with another in a scene, in a play, you're working with other actors. When you're doing voiceover work, you're stood in front of a mic more often than not, in a studio, in a booth, with people on the other side of the glass. Sometimes, as in the case of Mass Effect 3, the producers were in Canada and I was in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, yeah. And that happens on some audio plays that I narrate in Los Angeles. The actors are in London and the producers are in Germany.
Oh, no way.
That's like really very international. Is it quite lonely doing voiceover work then?
I have a lonely life.
So, I mean, for you, do you have to act? Because I suppose it is obviously still very much acting. You have to embrace the characters. But do you get offended when people say voiceover work's easier than acting?
I'm not going to get offended, no. It's like people saying the breaststroke's easier than the crawl. you know, it's like, is it? I really don't know if it is or not. I don't do either. I take stuff with a pinch of salt. No, I'm not offended is the short answer to that question.
Which do you prefer then? Do you prefer doing voiceover work or do you prefer being in films and getting, you know, doing the physical acting?
I like both, but I think I would enjoy being on a set more than I do voice acting, although they both are, they're both fun in their own way.
Yeah. And what would you say, what's been the most memorable kind of film that you've done to date?
I'm working on something right now that I can't talk about.
Nice.
I checked with the producers yesterday on what I was on set and they said, no, you can't say anything about it just yet.
Oh, no!
But what I can tell you is it's a prequel to a TV series that went on air 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting. So,
when will this hit our screens?
Last I heard was January.
So, 2017, yeah. Not that far. Anthony, do you find... So, you obviously, earlier on, you talked about, you're all over the place. You know, you're in Los Angeles and obviously now you're in London for a few weeks. Where do you find the best place to act is film sets? Do you prefer being in London? Obviously, the weather's not great at the moment.
Well, you know what? Wherever I'm working in the world, it's the same thing. I just did a promo 10 days ago in Bucharest for a streaming company with Lewis Mandelor, who you probably know from My Big Fat Greek Wedding 1 and 2, who plays who happens to be my next-door neighbour in L.A. So we did that, and it was like, once you're on set, it doesn't matter which country you're in, almost.
Yeah.
What does make a big difference is the craft services and the catering.
Yeah, I imagine the bigger the budget film, the nicer the catering is.
No, absolutely, but each country has its own flavour to the food. So there is that. But no, once you're on set, you're on set. The crew I'm working with are fantastic. Fantastic director I'm working with right now, and great actors, and it's just a pleasure to be working, and it's an honour and a privilege, and I never forget that that's the case.
So how did you get into this line of work then?
It's something that I always wanted to do from a young kid, and I ended up going to drama school. I went to Drama Centre in London.
Oh, okay.
I did a 3-year vocational course there, and I've been working so since then, which I'm not going to say how long ago it was because I've been...
That would be giving away your age.
I've been catching up with friends, and it's like, oh my God, if he looks that old, how older do I look?
Is that why you do voiceover work, Anthony? They'll never know your age.
I've got a face for voiceover.
Lucy's got a face for radio.
That's what they all say.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Ante, with voiceover work then, I mean, have you done any voiceover films or is it predominantly games? So obviously, people might not know this, but I'm a massive fan of the game Hand of Fate, which, Lucy, I know you've no idea what this game is.
I have no idea.
It's a PS4 game, and Anthony, in fact, does the voiceover of the main character, the only character in the game. And, you know, is that sort of stuff, do you pick and choose, or it comes your way and you think, actually, games, they sound great?
With games, the budgets are usually so big, and they're usually with big companies that you don't even question it. I mean, it's not like I'm going to do something that's going to be controversial.
Yeah.
I am doing Hand of Fate too. I don't know if you've heard the trailer for it, Logan.
Yes, I have heard the trailer for it at the moment. I listened to it, in fact, yesterday, and I thought it sounds great. I'm very excited about it. So this is a bit of a joy for me to interview the dealer.
I'm doing a session on... I fly back on the 22nd to LA, and I'm doing a session on that on the 23rd. So that should be out. That should be out pretty soon. I think you asked me a question, and I've forgotten.
So have you done any voiceover acting in films then? Because we were discussing earlier on the episode.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow, the TV series. I do some of the stuff on that. I did some ADR work on My Big Fat Greek Wedding too, ironically. Some of the voices on that. So yeah, I do stuff on movies. I have voiced other actors. I have pretended to be another actor when they've needed to put in a couple of words.
how weird is that then? That you get a call saying, listen, we need you to say five words for another actor.
No, it doesn't actually go like that. What they'll do is they'll send you the sample and you'll send it back.
And
whoever sounds the closest to that voice, to that actor, usually a named actor, will do it. So Tom Hanks' brother does all his ones because they sound so similar.
No way.
Wow, really? That's very showbiz. Anthony, how do you find then, is this something that you think long-term you're going to continue to do it, or do you think you're going to move into actually you'll either choose voiceovers, you'll choose acting, or you're just going to carry on as long as it goes?
Do you know what? It's like saying to a carpenter, you're just going to make tables or you're going to make chairs too.
Yeah.
Or chef, are you going to just do fish, or, well, maybe chefs do that, I don't know, but I know carpenters, you know, we'll make, you know, chairs and tables and wardrobes and cupboards, and I guess wherever the work is, I will go. Do I plan into moving into directing or producing? No, not at this point. No, I don't.
Right. So yeah. What advice would you give to anybody who's looking to get into your line of work?
Yeah, it must be so difficult. It is difficult, right?
A friend of mine in Los Angeles is a guy called Michael Ironside. He's a very close friend of mine. You may know him from Top Gun, the original V. He's done a lot of work.
Yeah.
And when anybody asks him that question, and I'll use the same answer as he does, is take classes.
Yeah.
Take classes.
Practice.
You want to be good at something, just practice.
You know, that's what I would suggest, to go to drama school, get your training.
Yeah.
And then go for it that way around. There's a lot of people that land in LA and they'll take 2-3 classes, get some headshots, and they're acting.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that, right?
It can do. Some people.
Just who you
if
know.
You're lucky.
Anthony, on that note, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. If people want to follow what you're up to, you are on Twitter. That's where we found each other.
Yep, Anthony Scordi. Anthony Scordi on Twitter. I have a Facebook page, Instagram page, and you can keep up with my work there. And I'd love to let all you guys know what I'm up to, and let's converse over there in Twitter land.
Yeah,
brilliant! Thanks
and
very much, Anthony.
We cannot wait to see this new film coming out next January.
Oh, the series!
It's actually an episodic.
Right.
Even better.
6-part episodic.
Thanks, so Anthony.
I'll let you know as soon as it breaks if you don't find out before me.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening. Whenever this is going out.
You too.
Well, Lucy, do you think you can go into voiceover work and acting?
I think I could do it.
I think
I
you could do it.
So.
Well, how about then, right now, I give you a script and you pretend you're on a podcast about to mention a sponsor called High Life Diners Club.
Let's do this. If you love dining out, why pay full price? You can discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
Absolutely. Feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy 2-for-1 dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
We have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
That's LL16, 3 months for you. Or you can get a platinum card, 12 months, loads of exclusive offers, 12 months, £10 for a year, eh?
Yep, fantastic.
Really amazing stuff. Right, we are done with this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed Anthony Scordi. We are back with episode 29 of the podcast next week. Unless, of course, Lucy has decided she's not moving to the Amazon to find a real-life snake.
Big bye-bye from me and my new pet snake. Thank you to Mikey for that.
Lucy, what have you called your snake?
He's called Orlando Blue.
Why? Don't answer that.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.